This is Morning Edition on Vermont Public Radio. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. Good morning. Some doctors and medical students from the University of Vermont stepped out of the hospital halls recently and onto the stage. The team put on the Pulitzer Prize-winning play Wit to raise awareness about end-of-life issues and to spark discussion on a topic many people find too uncomfortable to talk about. All the proceeds from the play went to benefit the UVM Palliative Care Collaborative. Wit is the story of a woman facing terminal ovarian cancer. Dr. Bob McCauley is the medical director of clinical ethics at the UVM Medical Center. He helped to organize the production, and he also acted in the play. And he's with us now in our VPR studios. Dr. McCauley, thanks so much for being with us.
Good to be here.
So the story of how this all got started is really interesting. What in the world brought together doctors and medical students to put on this Pulitzer Prize-winning play?
Well, we have something called the Simulation Center at the UVM College of Medicine, where we have professional actors who help students and residents learn how to communicate, how to do physical exams. And one of our standardized patients, a woman by the name of Vivian Jordan, had an idea of putting on this show. And she came to me with this idea, and I essentially said, I love it. What can I do to help? And it was really, she is the driving force who brought it to fruition as the lead actress and also the producer and basically everything behind the scenes.
It sounds like she was ready for this, but were you? Have you done any acting before at any point in your career?
I have never acted before. My 12-year-old daughter, Katie, is a very accomplished actress with Very Merry Theater and other local organizations, so it was a treat for her to see me up there. And I had an extremely small role. I played Vivian's father. The character's name is Vivian in the show, when she was a child, and I have four small children, so it wasn't exactly a reach on the theatrical side, but I think I did okay.
Now, I understand that this play, Wit, it was written by Margaret Edson, and she's a public school teacher from Georgia. She actually attended the Saturday performance, is that right, and took part in a Q&A?
She did. She flew up late on Friday night. She's an elementary school teacher outside Atlanta, and she flew up late on Friday night very early. She flew back on Sunday morning, so we had one day with her, and she attended the performance on Saturday and did a Q&A afterwards, and she was a delight.
How was she informed about this performance to begin with?
So when I learned from Vivian Jordan that we were going to do this show, I looked up Margaret Edson on Wikipedia and found out that she was an elementary teacher in Atlanta, and they named her school. So I actually wrote her a letter in care of her school, the only way I could find her, and said, would you like to come to Vermont by any chance and join us for the weekend? And then we got in an email correspondence, and she was gracious enough to fly up here and join us and spend a wonderful day, not only with us in terms of the performance, but also with the cast, a little cast party, and then she gave a public lecture also at St. Mike's.
What did she think of the performance? I mean, this is a play that has been on Broadway. This has been a professionally produced major production. What did she think of the whole proceedings?
She had very gracious things to say. She thought Vivian did a wonderful job in the lead role. The two actors who were playing the two physicians also did great. We had some interesting technical challenges, though, because we did it specifically in the medical context in an auditorium that's used for medical grand rounds, which meant you couldn't put the lights all the way down like you would in a normal theater. And also, the audience was above the stage because you were looking down in stadium seating. So it was a little disconcerting for the actors because you weren't looking out at a black field where there were some people maybe there. You actually saw everybody and they were looking at you the whole time.
Medical professionals are so busy. You do such an important, intensive job. Where did you find the time to memorize lines and get all this ready? How did that happen?
The cast was incredibly gracious to me. So I actually went to my first rehearsal 2 days before the premiere. Everybody else had been there for 5 weeks because they had a lot more lines than I did. But we had some stellar medical students involved who were incredibly dedicated as well. So a lot of folks in the medical community came together.
Why do this? Why was it so important to bring doctors, medical students into this production, put on this play about end-of-life issues?
Well, I think that this play really highlights some core facets of end-of-life care. And I have to say, physicians don't come off very well in this play. Their communication styles could use a lot of improvement. Their bedside manner could use a lot of improvement. And I think what Vivian was doing was highlighting some of the stuff that's going on at the UVM College of Medicine and also at the UVM Medical Center to train learners of all levels about how to communicate, how to bring up difficult topics, and how to provide optimal end-of-life care.
What do you think are some of the most important take-home issues for the audience who comes to see a play like this?
I think one of the big take-home issues is hopefully that it prompts conversation. It's not really a feel-good show. She dies in the end, which she states at the very beginning, so we all know where this is going. And hopefully people will leave and say, what does that mean about my own care? How can I have conversations with my physicians in order to make sure that I get the care that I want and not the care that I don't? And it's inspiring for physicians and medical trainees to say, what can I learn from this and how can I incorporate those lessons into my practice?
What about the line between a doctor maintaining a kind of needed professional neutrality, if you will? I mean, it can be very difficult, I would imagine, getting emotionally involved with your patients, especially one that you know is going to die, you've come to feel close to. What about that balance between becoming too emotionally involved and yet needing to feel that empathy for the patient who's going through such a difficult, difficult thing?
Yeah, I think that's a great point. William Osler is one of the great fathers of Western medicine, talked about equanimity as one of the key components of being a good physician. And I think you need to maintain equanimity to the point that you can do your job and provide the optimal care. But more and more, we're recognizing that you can have great empathy and great feeling towards patients, and it's not unprofessional to express that. There's a wonderful story that Melvin Connors, an anthropologist who went back to medical school, tells in one of his books about when he was examining a patient and he heard something that indicated that a patient's cancer had recurred. And examining the patient, he's only a few inches away from the patient's ear, and he said, oh, expletive under his breath, because he realized this person he cared about was now likely going to die of cancer. And then he felt horrible about it. And the patient looked up and said, it's okay. It's just good to know you care. And while I wouldn't recommend that trainees use expletives in that way, but to show I really do care about you as a person, I'm not just here doing a job, I think is a very important lesson.
This performance, was this taped at all? Will anything come of it beyond this, or was this just a one-time thing?
Well, it was a one-weekend performance. We did tape it, and we are going to seek permission to show that on public access, which we haven't inquired about at this point. But I think we will use excerpts of it for educational purposes.
And let me guess, you're going to keep your day job?
I am definitely going to keep my day job. If I were to take it on the road as an actor, I don't think it would pay the bills.
Dr. Bob McCauley is the Medical Director of Clinical Ethics at the UVM Medical Center. I want to thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thanks very much, Mitch.